Welcome back to Sensitively Flourishing. It's your host, Yasmin. Sensitively Flourishing was created as a safe space for all sensitive individuals to discuss life and its lessons through our perspective. Girl, who told you couldn't be sensitive and flourish? Come stay a while to learn to embrace our sensitivity together. Welcome back to Sensitively Flourishing. It's your host, Yasmin. This week's episode is Appreciating a Bad Day. This week, we will go into why we should appreciate a bad day, tips and tools to how to handle a bad day, affirmations to help uplift you on your bad days, and as we always do, we end the podcast with showing gratitude. Rambling with Yasmin. Welcome, lovelies. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. As I stated before, this week's episode is Appreciating a Bad Day. So I wanted to talk about appreciating a bad day because I had a bad day yesterday, girl. And that day was very eye-opening, but it was the struggle. So I just want to go into how we have bad days, what we can do to kind of improve those bad days, and how we should look at bad days. Because sometimes we tend to look at bad days as end all be all, and that's not really it. It's a bad day. You see, it doesn't say a bad week, a bad month, a bad day. So one day does not dictate your whole life. It doesn't dictate the rest of your week. It doesn't dictate the rest of your month or the rest of your year. Long as you have in your mind that we're going to try for a better day tomorrow, that's all you can do, is really just hope and have faith that you will have a better day tomorrow. And so let me get into what I wanted to talk about today. I don't want to keep you guys too long. I want this to be, you know, a quick episode with just some key points. So first things first is a bad day. What do you consider a bad day? Me personally, what I consider a bad day is just feeling down. My emotions probably are high. My feelings are just, I have a lot of feelings that day. And it causes me to be down. So that's what I consider for myself a bad day. When things don't go my way or life kind of redirects me, I don't really consider those as bad days. I just always consider it as God is redirecting my path. But bad days is when I feel them for me personally. A bad day can mean something else for you, but a bad day is when emotionally, mentally, I'm just not there. It's just like, I don't know how to feel. Or I'm feeling too much, or it's just whatever. It's a lot of things that can go into being having a bad day. So I'm just going to give you a recap of what went on with me yesterday and how I improved my bad day yesterday. So first things first is yesterday I had a bad day. I woke up. I wasn't in the mood, but I was in the mood. It wasn't really one of those things that could dictate my day. So I got up and I was like, oh, I'm off today. I don't know what to do. I'm off because I always work and I'm only off on the weekend. So for me to be off during the week was a good thing. But I think what came is like, I didn't know what to do. Like, yeah, I had things that I needed to do, things I needed to work on. But my body and mind was so used to getting up working as we normally do that it kind of threw us off. So I was like, okay, well, I have this off day. Let me take advantage. I've been saying I want to go to the park and walk the track and run, but I haven't done it. So I got up, got dressed, went to the park, ran, did me a couple laps, came back home, took a shower. Lay back down, was like, okay, I'm gonna find me something to watch or whatever, just really to not do anything. I just really wanted to be still. So I did that, but as I constantly progressed throughout the day, and the feeling didn't really go away, kind of got stronger, where I was getting teary-eyed, just laying in bed. Don't know what was going on. Don't know why. I'm just feeling sad. I don't know why I feel sad. And so, you know, I kept like, okay, brushing it off, which is something you shouldn't do, but we're going to keep it real. I was brushing it off like, okay, whatever. I'm not even going to pay this no attention. I'm about to take me a nap and that's it. But it still didn't let up. Even when I woke up, it still didn't let up. So what I did was like, all right, I'm going to talk to someone who, you know, to get my mind off of it, basically. Like, okay, I'm going to just go talk to this guy or whatever, and or I'm going to talk to my friend or my cousin and let them kind of direct the conversation to another place, so then I won't be so focused on what is going on. But obviously that didn't work. So I guess I was looking at it as most people that I talk to on a daily basis, I really didn't talk to them yesterday. It was kind of like a little distance. So I always look at things as being a sign from God. So I felt like maybe God needed me to be by myself. Maybe I needed to feel these feelings. Maybe I needed to, you know, feel these things alone in order to grow. You know, I always look at whatever God sends to me, whatever the day presents, is a chance for me to grow. And that's what helps me to keep going and keep wanting to pursue and move forward, is that everything that I feel that God sends to me is a test. So either we're going to sit here and just say, not take the test and fail, or we're going to at least try. So what I did was like, I had to suck it up. Come on, yes, man, you got to get it together, girl. You got to get your shit together. So what I did was got my journal and I journaled and I just wrote and I wrote and I wrote and I wrote and I wrote for about an hour and a half. I just wrote, just getting everything off my chest, everything out of my mind, just putting it on paper. So when I normally do this, when I'm having bad days and I journal, I normally write whatever I gotta write, take a 30-minute to an hour break in between, go do some other stuff, put my mind on something else, and then come back and reread what I journaled about to gain some clarification, some understanding, some comprehension of why I was feeling the way I was feeling. So I did this, and as I'm going through reading this, I'm like, ha ha, okay, that makes sense. Aha, that makes sense. So everything is, it makes more sense to me when I go back and read it. But one of the biggest things for me was I felt alone. And more often, I feel more alone on the regular basis sometimes than I should. But I do feel that way. And I think I've been feeling alone for a long time, you know. And I think since a kid. And so I felt alone. So that's one thing that I got from me journaling. I felt alone. And you know, even a year or 6 months ago, you couldn't pay me to say that I felt alone. I was too embarrassed to tell anyone I felt alone. But just is what it is. That's just what I feel, you know. And I can't sit here and keep suppressing that just to make sure everyone else feels okay and everyone else feels safe in what they're doing. I have to express how I feel too. So I felt alone, you know, that was one thing. And then I know I have some unhealed trauma that I need to work on with myself. Just, I haven't got to that point where I'm ready to face some of the things that I need to face, even though I know I need to. But, you know, some of those things came up or whatever. And I think that's kind of why I was in the point of just crying. Like, yesterday, I was just crying. I mean, just crying and crying. I don't know. We just kept crying. But I'm a firm believer that crying is healing. So instead of suppressing the crying, I let it out. You know, I cried. I felt how I needed to feel. You know, I took what I took from my feelings and my emotions. And I made a plan to move forward. You know, like, okay, when you get to this point, don't let it get too far where you start to feel like this. Or maybe, you know, you don't have to be ashamed to feel like this, you know. I'm so happy the way society is going now, that everybody is opening and being open to some type of therapy, some type of healing. We are now acknowledging the ways we feel out loud, because I'm just, from my personal self and my and things I've been through in life, I never had a place where I was able to just express how I truly felt in an open setting. Family-wise, friend-wise, relationship-wise, I've always been like, okay, I'm not going to say anything. But now I'm learning as I go day by day that expressing how I feel is a form of self-care, because then I'm showing myself that I mean I am worthy of my of having these feelings. I'm worthy of expressing my feelings, that I matter too. So I'm, you know, as I'm going through this journey and I keep going, I try to deal with my feelings in a healthy manner, even though sometimes that is very hard, especially being sensitive, because I think sometimes we kind of just spiral out sometimes. But because we feel things so much and so deep that we're very passionate about what we feel and what we feel about ourselves. So just journaling, period, gave me a better insight of why I was feeling the way I was feeling, which gave me an opening thing to just cry and let whatever it is that is trying to come out, come out. I'm a firm believer, we're going to cry. Anybody ask you, yes, I'm going to cry. We're going to get this done, but I'm going to cry first, okay? I got to cry first, because then it releases whatever it is that's on my mind, my chest, my heart, you know, whatever. It releases that to give me a clearer vision, to give me a more clarity on a situation. But if I ain't going to cry before, girl, this going to be messed up. You understand? Because I'm a spiral, because I don't held everything in. So journaling helped me to gain that clarification of why I was feeling the way I was feeling yesterday. Then I also, you know, I'm constantly moving on a daily basis, from work to sensitively flourishing things, to the kids, to the household things, to just make sure the kids straight in school and everything. So I'm busy. My mind goes 100 miles per hour, girl. It's just be gone. It just be so much. I gotta do this. I gotta do this. I gotta do this. I gotta do this. But yesterday, I kind of really made myself sit down. And I think I've been moving so fast that I haven't even understood or realized the things I had been going through internally, because I'm so focused on my external world. So I think with me laying down, going running, doing these things yesterday, because I was off, it kind of gave space for certain things to come up in me that I had been putting off. So I just want to let you know that a bad day is not a bad year, week, month. It's not going to, it shouldn't last. You know, don't let it take over. Like, you feel how you need to feel. Do whatever self-care routines, self-care tips and tools that you have or that I've given you, to work towards having a better day the next day. So my whole goal yesterday was, after I felt how I felt, after I journaled, after I talked it over, and another thing is just finding someone that you can talk to, you know what I'm saying? So like, if you have someone, like, I really don't think I have anyone who's really willing to hear all the shit I have to say or things I've been through, but my sister is probably my closest confidant, and so I talked to her, you know what I'm saying? But yesterday I didn't talk to her. I really wanted to deal with what I had going on by myself yesterday, because it was some things I haven't never told anyone in my life. So it was just really something I had to do with myself. But I'm just letting you know that talking with people who genuinely love you and accept you, and they're very, you know, non-judgmental, or they let you vent, because that's really what it is. You just really need to vent. And maybe you can gain another perspective from that person on a situation, because a lot of the things we look at as really bad, somebody else looks at them and be like, but it's not that bad though, you know, look at it this way. You know, my whole journey stemmed from somebody telling me how to look at life a different way. That is how I even got to this point, to even have a podcast, to be where I'm at today, is because one person sat and gave me advice that I was looking at the glass half empty instead of the glass half full. So once I started looking at that, all it is just a change of perspective that can help you change how you feel or how you proceed with certain situations, a change of perspective. So overall, my story was to just basically tell you a bad day is not a bad day. It's always giving, I think your feelings and our emotions that we feel are always giving us some type of insight of what's going on or what we're feeling that we have neglected. So I just think that when those things come up and you have those bad days, dig deeper into yourself to see why. So then this won't be a repeating factor. It'll be something like, okay, I know last time I had a bad day, this came up. Let me journal again and see what comes up today. Is it the same thing? Is it something new? You get to distinct what is causing these emotions and causing these draining feelings or these bad days. And once you pinpoint what is the root cause of it, then you can get to the point of finding a solution to move forward. So, just know a bad day is not forever. Take that bad day. Feel how you need to feel. Take what you need to take from it to help you in the future. And then we have to let it go. We have to come to terms with surrendering and letting go. That's one of my hardest things is I don't know how to let go. Like point blank period. I don't know how to let go or whatever. I like to be in control of certain situations. So it's kind of hard for me to surrender. So that's one of the things that I'm working on really, really hard. I kind of put my all into learning and teaching myself that we can't hold on to all this baggage. We can't keep bringing baggage from the last chapter of our life into the new chapter. Like when I go into this new beginning, I'm trying to be free. I'm trying to let all those burdens stay back there. They're memories, but I don't want to take them as baggage. So just always remember a bad day does not dictate your life. It's not going to change anything. Just keep the faith. Keep pushing forward. Keep loving yourself. And on those days, you got to love yourself a little bit more. So the goal and your intentions for those days when you're having a bad day, my intentions is to love myself a little bit more today. Constantly tell yourself that. Then you'll start loving yourself a little bit more. And once you love yourself so much through those bad days, they won't be so significant. Or so just, oh my God, I had a bad day. Because now you know yourself. You know what you need to do to help you get through this bad day. So then it won't be such a big burden on you that you had this bad day and you don't know what to do. Because now you gain these tips and tools to help you progress and keep going even when it doesn't feel like you're moving forward. So I'm going to finish up with this. I'm going to get into our tips and tools and affirmations in our gratitude circle. Stay tuned. Welcome to Tips and Tools with Yasmin. Tips and Toolkits with Yasmin. All right, this week's tips and tools are just the normal ones that we talk about every week, but you know I'm always going to reiterate them for the people who haven't heard or for the people who just need some remembrance. I guess that's what you would say. I don't know. But it is just to refresh your memory. That's it right there. Refresh your memory. So the tips and tools for this week is very easy and simple. Journaling. You know, I'm a firm believer in journaling. I think it's just the most amazing thing. I think it shows you so much about yourself. It teaches you so much about yourself. It helps you to understand how you're feeling and why you're feeling certain ways. So journaling is number one. Number two is exercising. And I say exercising because yesterday, as I stated when we were in the segment of Rambling with Yasmin, that I went running. And I think the running and the walking and being in nature kind of brought up some of those things that I had suppressed, which can help you bring certain things to the top. So then you can go and start your process of healing yourself. Just know that we all have something to heal from. It's not too big, too small. It's just according to how it makes you feel. So just remember, exercising can help heal you. Meditation can help heal you. Going out into nature, helps to heal you. Saying your affirmations and just continuing your self-care routine. And I did want to say that a self-care routine is not just a face mask or a cup of wine. Let's get this clear, because I've been seeing, like, as soon as somebody say self-care, oh, you be doing face masks and stuff, what's your skincare routine? No. Self-care routine is you doing a series of tasks or different things that makes you feel better on the inside. Self-care is for you. It's called self-care. It's all about you, not about what Stacy, Kim, whoever are doing in their self-care routine, because what helps them might not help you, and what helps you might not help me. But what I can do is just provide some type of guidance of where you can start to start creating that self-care routine. You start with the things that are healthy, that makes you feel alive. So for instance, I'm going to give you guys some scenarios or some examples of self-care routine and different things of how I celebrate or how I do self-care. So self-care for me is really just whatever makes me happy, whatever elevates me, whatever makes me feel this loving energy. So the first thing for me is really just cooking. Cooking and music are my two main self-care. To listen to music and dance, oh my God, it puts me in such a better mood. I can have the most terrible day and I listen to music, I dance and I sing to it. Can't dance worth a lick, can't sing worth a lick. But, baby, it helps me to feel good on the inside. So that's what I do. Also, I love cooking. So I like to cook, have my 90s R&B playing in the background, have me a glass of wine, and just really cook. Take my time, like... Self-care cooking is not the quick meal during the week. It's the Sunday dinner. That is the kind of self-care that I do, because then I get to cut up vegetables. I get to take my time and put my time and energy into this meal, and it helps me feel good. It tastes better than just a weekly meal that I'm cooking, because we all just got off work and got out of martial arts and all these different things with kids that I'm kind of like... tired. But when I really want to do self-care and I want to use cooking in it, I like to prepare big meals, because then I have to take my time. I have to stay in the moment. I have to be present at that moment to cut, to proportion, to season, to make sure everything is cooking correctly, to make sure I cook this first or this second and that third. I have to do all of these things. So cooking with my music is a big self-care for me. I like to sit on the porch and drink tea. That's a self-care for me. I like to sit outside and watch the birds. That is self-care for me. Journaling is self-care for me. So those are just some examples of the things that I do for self-care that kind of helps me and elevates my mood and, you know, help me to just be grateful for some of the things that I have in life, or grateful for all the things that I have in life, and that it's not just that this day will not take over. Those are the tips I have for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for new tips and tools. Welcome to the Affirmation Booth. Next, let's get into our affirmation booth. The affirmation booth is where we give affirmations to help you according to the topic of the week. As we stated, this week's topic is appreciating a bad day. So I have two affirmations for you guys this week. These affirmations just will help you now and in the future if you have a bad day. Say these to yourself, write them out, speak them out loud, whatever is your preference. And this will help elevate your mood, help you to see that it's not as bad as we think it is. We always tend to over-exaggerate bad days. And I know that if you're a sensitive individual and you're any of my water signs, because those are the main ones that we just be so sensitive, that will help you to just know that this is not the end and to keep pushing. So the first affirmation is, I choose to have grace with myself. I choose to have grace with myself. I choose to have grace with myself. The second affirmation is, uncomfortable feelings are just messengers helping me to learn something new about myself. Uncomfortable feelings are just messengers helping me to learn something new about myself. Uncomfortable feelings are messengers helping me to learn something new about myself. Those are the affirmations for the week. Welcome to the Gratitude Circle. Welcome to our Gratitude Circle. Ooh, that was country. But welcome to our Gratitude Circle. You know, this is our new segment. At the end of every episode, we show gratitude for the week, gratitude for the month, gratitude for the different things we've been through, we go through, that we have succeeded at, or that we're working towards succeeding at. And we also gonna thank God for these bad days, because without bad days, how will we be able to appreciate the good days? So that's what I mean when I say appreciating a bad day, because when you know you have bad days, or you have a couple bad days, we know that some type of goodness is coming out of this. You know, we gotta go through something to get somewhere. You know, what's that song by Betty Wright? No pain, no gain. That we gotta feel some type of pain to gain what we need, you know, or gain what we're trying to accomplish. So let's get into gratitude circle, because you guys know I can talk your head off. So this week, we're just gonna say what we're grateful for. You guys know you can leave a voice message at the link up under this podcast. DM us on our social media platforms with what you are grateful for and how grateful you are about certain things in your life. And if anything else you want to share, feel free to reach out to us. We are always accepting information, you guys input, anything that you guys want to tell us, just let us know. Any topics or anything, just let us know. But let's get into gratitude. So this week, I'm going to start off with what I'm grateful for. And you can say it at the same time, what you're grateful for, or you can share that with us. So first things first, I want to thank God so much for waking me up this morning. I want to thank God for my life, health, and strength. Thank you for my bills being paid, my necessities being met. I want to thank God so much for his many wonderful blessings, past, present, and future. I want to thank God for covering us as we slept last night. Thank God for covering us and giving us the strength to handle the evil of the day with ease. I want to thank God for all the opportunities he has presented to us. Thank God so much for clarity. Thank God so much for strength. Thank you so much for your grace. Thank you so much, God, for the bad days, so we'll be able to appreciate the good days. Thank you, God, so much for the lessons, so we can appreciate the blessings. God, I just want to thank you so much for having us here together, for my listeners to listen to me and gain some type of inspiration from this podcast. I thank God so much for everything that he has done for me and my close ones. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my business partners. I thank God for my business endeavors. I thank God for my friends. I thank God for my associates. I thank God for my enemies. I thank God for the masses, the collective. I thank God for everything he has done for me. I thank God for the ability to get up, think, walk, talk, eat, breathe, sleep. I thank God for all the things that we do in my external world. And I thank God for everything that he has given me internally. All right. So that's my gratitude for the week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Sensitively Flourishing, this week's episode, Appreciating a Bad Day. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week to Sensitively Flourishing. This week's episode was Appreciating a Bad Day. So from this week's episode, it's just to let you know that we have to appreciate the bad days, because without the bad days, we would not be able to be grateful for the good days. So keep that in mind. Keep pushing forward. Keep going, love. You are amazing. You are strong. You are determined. You are loved. You are worthy of so many things. stay grounded in yourself. Continue to love yourself. Continue to embrace your sensitivity, because that's one of your superpowers. And just keep going, baby. A bad day does not dictate your week. It does not dictate your life. It doesn't dictate your month or your year. Let it be that bad day, and we're going to start fresh the next day. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Sensitively Flourishing Podcast, no G on flourishing. You can also follow us on Facebook at Sensitively Flourishing, no G on flourishing. You can also follow us on Instagram at SF Podcast. Also, you can follow us on TikTok at Sensitively Flourishing. And you can always email us at the email address on our Instagram or our other social medias. Thank you guys once again for tuning in this week. I look forward to talking to you guys next week. Have an amazing weekend.